sing that chorus, Brother Paul? Greatest Thy Faithfulness? We sing that?
Great is Thy faithfulness. Great is Thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed Thy hand hath provided. Great is Thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
Hallelujah.
We worship You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank You. Why don't we sing a couple of those verses, page 12 in the Brown Hymnal, Hymns of Glorious Praise. Let's sing a few of these verses. Praise the Lord. Page 12 in the Brown Hymnal, first verse.
Great is Thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with Thee. Thou changest not, Thy compassions, they fail not. As Thou hast been, Thou forever wilt be. Great is Thy faithfulness, great is Thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed Thy hand hath provided. Great is Thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
I want to thank the Lord for His faithfulness. Thank Him that He was with us as we traveled today up. I know there are a few others who arrived today. Some are still on their way. Others will be coming. Have a whole bunch of young people will be coming in the next few days. Thank God for His faithfulness, for His care. You never know what's going to happen from one moment to the next, do we? Things change. Our experience coming up today certainly proved that. We stopped just north of Saratoga. As we walked out and get something to drink, the sun was shining. It was 87 degrees when I got in my car, and off we went. I said, Sam, we'll be there in about a half an hour. And all of a sudden, here it came. And I said, whoa, that doesn't look very good. And all of a sudden, we came around one of the bends where there was sort of a break, a little valley, and all you could feel, that van just sort of, you know, you knew something just gave you a little, just a little love tap. It wasn't another car. Mother Nature. And then all of a sudden here came that wind and the rain, and people were just stopping dead on the Northway on Route 87. I mean, right in the middle, just stopping. All of a sudden this crazy Greyhound driver went blowing by in a Greyhound bus, and I said, Sam, that guy's nuts. And we just started creeping forward little by little, and boy, when it really hit you, it was just white out. Couldn't see a thing. All of a sudden, there was a Greyhound bus parked on the side of the road. And then that guy finally wised up, or maybe the passengers took over. Maybe they had a mutiny and said, you better pull over, buddy. And my son said, yeah, well, you know, his job is to get people somewhere. And I says, yes, alive. And he said, yeah, I was thinking the same thing too. But then it began to die down. And as we came through, of course, finally got up here. It was a tree that was down. And all some folks saw it. I know Brother Tom, he just seems to know everything that happens in this county. He said, yeah, I knew that. I was going to go over with a chainsaw. I said, one of Warren County's finest was over there with a handsaw getting started. And then we ran out just a little while ago to finish packing and getting a few things in town. And boy, it was already cleaned up and gone. Just some debris left in the road. But I thank God for his faithfulness, for his care, for watching over us. We never want to take that for granted, do we? When we think of all the coming and going that goes on around these grounds, we always want to believe for God's blood, the blood of the Lamb, the blood of Jesus, to cover each one as they travel and certainly as we're here. But I thank God for his faithfulness. And you know, as I'm looking ahead to that second verse, summer, winter, springtime, harvest, sun, moon, stars in their courses above. Another year, another year. You know, every time we pull in, it's like, here we are again. Here we are again. I remember my mom, when they were getting ready to come to camp, she would often say that to me, here we go again, because I was on the other end. I was on the going end, not the arriving end. Here we go again. Now I think, here we are again. Same place, a lot of the same faces, but the same God. The same God, the one who is faithful. Join with all nature in manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, mercy, love. Where would we be without it, without that? Where would we be? Where would any of us be? Where would I be? Where would you be? I wonder if there's something tonight that you're particularly thankful for. Love to hear from you. We only have a short time, but love to hear. What is it about God's faithfulness that just stirs you, that gets you going, that gets that blood pumping, or maybe the adrenaline flowing, or just the praises coming out of your lips? Would love to hear it. If not, that's okay. Then you're going to listen to me for the next hour. But I would rather hear you, rather hear what you're thankful for. Think about it. Think about it over this weekend even. I know we have some of the counselors here already, some of the staff getting ready for this next period that's going to begin. Let's trust God for his great faithfulness, that it's going to be manifested on these grounds in our lives, in the lives of the campers, everyone that's, even the parents that drop them off, huh? Is that too much to believe God for? That God's blessing will meet and be manifested in each one of their lives. And so here we are again, another summer at Pilgrim Camp. Summer, winter, springtime, harvest. The seasons roll around and around, but our God remains the same. So let's sing that together. How about everyone here that's on the staff, which I know is a good chunk of you, or you are about to be on the staff. Don't say, oh, I don't start till Tuesday. No, you're not off the hook. How about all of the staff members? Would we sing that together? Let's sing the second verse and then everybody join in on the chorus. Ready?
Summer and winter and springtime and
thanksgiving, and also as a prayer for these next days ahead.
Pardon for sin and a peace that endureth, thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide, strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Great is thy
Jesus, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I am needed thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. Lord, you have been faithful. Lord, we worship you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, Father, and we thank you for your great faithfulness. Lord Jesus, we praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord. We thank you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Brother Isaac, would you pray with us, please?
We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the opportunity to be here in your presence.
Oh yes.
God. Enjoying your presence, fellowshipping with you. We thank you for your presence here tonight with us. We pray, even though our time is short tonight, Lord Jesus, we come expecting from you, expecting to hear from you, God, expecting to receive from you, and once receiving from you, then to pour out, God. Thank you for the opportunity for many here to serve.
Yes.
We pray that we would serve as unto the Lord, that we would work as unto the Lord, not with eye service as men pleases, but everything that we do might be for you.
Yes,
may it be here tonight, Lord Jesus, as
yes,
we
Lord.
Serve in worship, O God. We are not spectators in this service tonight, but we are participants. We are active participants serving you,
yes,
worshiping
Lord.
You. And we just pray, Lord, that you would inhabit the praises of your people tonight. Yes. In Jesus' name we ask it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you.
Awesome and thankful for the Lord's faithfulness. My brother Jonathan mentioned his mom, Sister Grace, and brought back memories. And I had to think that it was 34 years ago when Brother Gordon Gardner, the first directors of this camp, died. And it was quite sudden. And what to do? He had directed this camp for so many years. What to do? Is camp going to fold up? And of course, that was not in the Lord's plans. And it was then that Brother Edwin Walfogel, who has since gone to be the Lord, as most of you know, it was he who said, well, this is a good opportunity for all the fellowship churches to get together. And that's when Sister Grace and Brother Jim became one of the two of the ministers that took a week or two, I forget what it was at that time, and all the ministers from the fellowship churches each took a week or two, and so camp could get going again, or keep going, I should say. And how grateful we are, how thankful I am for the faithfulness of God. And now to see Brother Jonathan here as one of our ministers. Brother Jonathan was one of our ace head counselors years ago. I still remember the ingenuity and the creativity he had with the boys, and how God has been faithful there too. How thankful I am again today as I thought of Brother Peter and what a great job he did with his son and Sister Diane and all our head counselors, Sister Mary. When I hear the way that our head counselors lead the kids to Christ, lead them into a way of worship that is part of our fellowship heritage, I am so thankful for the God's faithfulness in the leadership of the camp, the head counselors, and the counselors too, how they come along and how they bring the word to our children. But oh, the overall faithfulness of God to this camp, how he has continued all these years to manifest himself, to draw people to themselves, people that haven't been to camp in a while, how they come back years later and express appreciation for their younger years, how God saved them, filled them with His Holy Spirit. And as I said a few days ago, we must be careful that we don't get proud, that we don't think that this is anything that we do. It's a work of God among us. It's His great faithfulness and His mercy that keeps the presence of the Lord on these grounds. But I'm thankful today for the people that He has brought into our fellowship that serve Him in the capacity as our ministers and as our head counselors, and as each one of you on the staff. God has brought you here to serve Him in this place. We are like the Levites, we're priests working together to see God's will accomplished, and may He do it again this season, this period.
Yes.
May we not slack off. It's the end of the season, almost the end, but may we not slack off, and let us believe God to continue with His faithfulness and continue to meet our needs, every single one of us.
Amen. Amen.
I'm also thankful for God's faithfulness to camp, and I guess this year I've been seeing something different with my eyes, and that is that the Lord is leading the next generation and the generation after that to serve God at camp. Whether our numbers are large or small, in 2 weeks' time, we are a family. We may not have met each other before, but we get to know each other, and it's God's family. Other than outside of God, we would not have a connection at all. And God has brought people, workers and guests, again and again. And I'm just so thankful. I look at Victor, he just walked in the room. Look at that guy, he's so big, right? He was a pot boy. And at one time in his teen years, right, Victor? And we used to go and just talk to him, kind of needle him a little bit to do his job well. And here he is, a father,
an engineer
too, right? That's important. But he's a man who loves God, and he's a man who keeps coming back to camp. And I just love seeing the next generation go on. And he brings his kids here. It's so enjoyable to watch God's family go on and on. And the girls that are waitresses, I've had some of them first period. I'm not their mother. I just feel like the mother of camp sometimes, though, when I see these girls come and serve the Lord. And they're so happy to bring me whatever I want to the table. They're just lovely. And I know the young men and everyone in every department, every 2 weeks, I know we all work hard. On those really hot days, we're all looking to take a shower before meeting. And yet, we're a family. God brings us together. And everybody volunteers. You know, outside of this camp, my family can't understand how people can come and just volunteer for the summer. They can't understand why people would do that. And yet, God brings us together. We're a family. And I'm just so blessed to see generation and now generation after generation coming back to camp. And what's it all about anyway, right? For 2 weeks, people come and work, and God gets a hold of our heart in these meetings when we open our hearts wide to Him. And what's it about this year? The Holy Ghost of God meeting you and me too, helping us to sort out things and then fill us so that we'll go back to our stuff. Oh man, we got God. We've allowed God to come to us in a greater way, and we have Him in a greater way to go on with Him in a greater way to do things for His glory. I'm just very thankful when I look at the generational thing happening. And since Brother John said, give a testimony, I couldn't say, I could just be thankful.
Amen. Lord. Amen. 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 Thank you.
Brother Paul said, it's not that there's anything special about Pilgrim Camp per se, although it's a beautiful place. We love it. We look at the sunset, the sunrise, the mist on the lake. I mean, I just think back over the 50 years that I've been coming here.
started as a camper when I was 7 years old. So if you do the math, you can figure that out real quick. It's not that. It's the one who dwells here. It's the presence of God. It's people coming here who are hungry for God. That's what brings God's presence. There are people who come here that want God's presence. And the Bible says, if we seek him, we'll find him, if we seek him with all our hearts. And so I think even of those over the years who have come to camp not necessarily seeking God. Maybe they came because their church sent them. Maybe they came because a kind Sunday school teacher sent them. Or, you know, they just kind of showed up here, bags in hand, and maybe a sleeping bag under their arm, or maybe they had a rent. I don't know, do they still even rent bedding? Did Brother Paul still do that?
If they don't bring it.
But, you know, their eyes are wide, look like deer in the headlights. All of a sudden, Brother George has them sitting in a service, and they're like, they don't know what in the world is going on. What did I get myself into? But, you know, they're amongst a group of people who are seeking after God, who desire him. And as God comes, he doesn't just come to one, although he does that too, but his presence just moves over the entire place, over the entire congregation, all of the grounds, whether from the baseball fields out to the lake, if you're out there boating, and people's hearts are moved. I know that because we've had some from our church that have come. You're going to get another one this time. He's been here before, but he really doesn't come from a Christian home. It's a, the state of the family in this day and age. His mother, when we met her, was an outspoken atheist. Family was broken, shattered, to put it politely. Now, not only is she a member of our church, but she gets up and gives testimonies of God's faithfulness. Her son doesn't even live with her, but she wants him to know God too. And so he's coming. He's coming. He's going to be here. Let's believe that as we desire him. And that's the greatest thing we can do as counselors. Now, of course, I remember the talk. Don't be getting blessed like crazy while the kids are running amok. Keep an eye on them. But desire God. Desire him. Want him. Seek him. And then you know what will happen? It'll spread. Those eyes. God's presence will meet them. God himself will meet them. And so let's believe. Let's believe. Could we just sing, as I was listening to some of these, 116, also in the Brown Hymnal, "Let him have his way with thee." This is a song I haven't sung in a long time. We have a different hymnal now in our church, but there are still some old favorites that I love that we don't often get a chance. You have to print off a copy. And this is one of them. This is great for all of us who desire to serve the Lord and be fruitful in his vineyard. Let him have his way with thee. Let's sing a verse or two. First verse. Would you live for Jesus and be always pure and good? Would you walk with him within the narrow road? Would you give him, bear your burden, carry all your load? Let him have his way. Sing the second verse as the last, but pay attention to these words. Would you have him make you free and follow at his call? Would you know the peace that comes by giving all? Would you have him save you so that you need never fall? Let him have his way with thee. His power can make you what you ought to be. Cleanse your heart and make you free. His love can fill your soul and you will see. 'Twas best for him to have his way with thee. Lord. I know that third verse is terrific too. Hold on to it. Maybe we'll sing that later, all right?